The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. We're watching the radar right now. If weather breaks, we break in immediately.
You're on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And I'm Dayton's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. You're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with my husband Dave. You're listening to Auto Talk today every Saturday at noon. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hey, welcome to you, Jan. Glad we're both here on this beautiful, beautiful day.
Me too. I'm glad to be here.
Yep.
Having a great time. Saturday, everybody out there. We've got a lot to talk about today. Dave and I are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years. And at Murphy's, we serve all make and models. We're open every day, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m.
For all you early birds,
that's right.
We're happy to start getting
We love early birds.
We do.
You can call 426-AUTO or contact us at murphysautocare.com.
And we will respond.
We will respond. You can set an appointment or you can email Dave, dave@murphysautocare.com. We are live today in the studio. We're going to be taking your calls at 457-1290. We've got lines open, and we'd like to hear from you today. We also have a lot to talk about today.
We do. We've got a lot of things going on here on my list of topics. But before I get into that, I just want to mention to people, if you're new to Auto Talk, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, thank you so much for being here and listening to us and giving us feedback and calling us over the years. We greatly appreciate that. But Auto Talk is always about helping you keep your vehicle safe, dependable, because we know that is how it saves you save money with a vehicle. And I think that's what's important to most people is to keep your vehicle, you know, costing you the least amount that it can, but yet make sure that all the systems are operating properly and that it's safe for you and your family. So that's what we're here to talk about with you. And that's what we do at Murphy's Auto Care. Is to at least consult all of our customers, talk to them about their concerns, and help them get down the road with their vehicle the right way.
You can check us out on Facebook, and you can go to www.murphysautocare.com. You can get some previous podcasts we've done. That's always fun.
Yeah.
We talk about all kinds of subjects, automotive, boat-related, small engine, all kinds of stuff. We have calls from everywhere coming in.
I got to mention boats. You said boats. So I just got to talk about it for a minute. So in case you really like the water, you're like me, and that's maybe one of your second or third loves, this weekend, get up to Indian Lake. They have the antique boat show going on in water. You're going to see some of the most beautiful vintage boats it's just a great coming together of all those boats, whether they're wood or fiberglass. So
I think that's today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. That's right. Right there, right in the center of Russell's Point.
For more information, go to the Indian Lake Chamber of Commerce Facebook page.
Very good.
Or Google it. We love Google.
Just fun stuff to do.
Fun stuff.
Absolutely. And it's kind of like, it's not automotive, but it's about engines, and I'm about that.
Well, it's a lot of fun. So in the shop this week, we have... What a busy week. It's been hot. People are coming in droves. We've got a lot going on there.
We've had to spray our technicians down just to keep them cool. Hose them down.
Our wonderful staff deserves to be cooled down.
Yeah, they certainly do.
They work very hard.
You know, though, to your point, temperatures, these temperatures are starting to rise as they always do this time of year, but it's really taking its toll on people's vehicles and certainly on customers' patience, I think. As well, because, you know, when it gets hot, and it just does. But the thing I wanted to point out about that is that extreme temperatures, whether it's now or whether it's, you know, later in the year when it's much, much colder, obviously, that's when vehicles that are under-maintained get caught. And the systems on these vehicles, that's when they let you down. And unfortunately, that's when you end up walking or you get inconvenienced by not being able to get where you want to go on time. So just keep that in mind. If you haven't had your vehicle in for service recently and you're still, everything seems to be okay, don't push your luck too much. We got a lot more high temps coming. It's that time of year.
Well,
get your car in and get it serviced.
If you have just some questions, call us at the shop, 426-AUTO. That's 426-2886. You can call us.
Sure.
We'll be happy to answer your questions. And we have Brian, Ryan, and Eric there that are all very qualified to talk to you about that.
Yes, they are. And you can call us right now on the show, too. We'd be happy to talk to you about it. The number here right now for the show is 457-1290. Again, anything is game as long as it's automotive, and we'll talk about it with you. We'll hopefully help you get maybe some questions you have answered. But we'd love to talk to you about that right here on Auto Talk.
So meanwhile, we're going to talk about some of these extreme temperatures.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the things that you want to be aware of, things that take, you know, really take a beating right now, right? Obviously, engine coolant, and I'm talking about the antifreeze in your engine. This is the time of year when it's very, very critical that it's the proper mix, that it's good, clean antifreeze.
Quality.
Quality antifreeze, pardon me, that's at the correct ratio. Antifreeze has certainly evolved over the years. We now have in all vehicles, we see what we call extended life antifreeze. The perception of many people is that it never has to be changed because unfortunately that's been presented that way over the years as long life. Folks, it does need to be changed. It does need to be checked. And there's several different benchmarks that we look at to determine whether or not that it's time to change it. But most of all, you need to be taking it to somebody to have it changed. Our recommendation with long life antifreeze is every 30,000 miles. That way we know we're not going acidic. We're not turning it into a battery literally inside the cooling system. So antifreeze is critical. Certainly the normal things. Engine oil, it takes a beating when temperatures get really, really high. All right, get the oil changed. Don't push your luck. Don't go past the reminder. Get it done maybe a little early. It's just you're better off.
The viscosity changes.
It does. Maybe you're towing a trailer this time of year because you got a camper or a boat or whatever you're doing or, you know, you're going places. If your vehicle's towing, the transmission fluid is also just being cooked in that vehicle if the vehicle maybe is not set up properly for
it. Well, or sooner than you would expect, sooner than normal, sooner than manufacturer's suggestions. That's that's what we're talking about here is extreme conditions call for a different maintenance plan.
Exactly. Well said. You're picking up on this. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I get hot, I get cranky.
And the same happens
for the car.
And if you're hungry at the same time,
the same happens for the car.
That's right. It does.
Don't let your car get cranky.
Hankry. Yeah. Whatever it is. But, you know, there are systems, folks, on your car. Other things, belts, hoses. Do belts last longer than they ever did? Absolutely. But temperatures under the hood of your vehicle are skyrocketing right now. Hoses on your vehicle that carry the engine coolant, antifreeze around, if they're at all in question, just replace them. I mean, if one leaks, one ruptures, one lets all the antifreeze out of your engine, now we're talking about a big inconvenience. The car's broken down, and it could be a major, major expense if the vehicle overheats. Most likely it will be. I hate to say it.
And that's why we preach maintenance, because we don't want you to have that breakdown. We don't want you to be inconvenienced.
That's right.
And there are a lot of drivers out there that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well,
that used to work really well on
cars.
There
are consequences
for that.
You wait till it breaks, there are other consequences for that.
So. Well, that's funny you mentioned that. You know, when I was a kid and grew up, most people drove around with parts in their trunk. I mean, I can tell you, my dad, you opened the trunk, there was belts, hoses. Yeah, absolutely. There was headlights. There was all that stuff in the trunk.
Just in case?
Well, yeah. No, if it broke, he'd just pull. We'd pull over and, you know, we'd all hang out and in the non-air-conditioned car with the windows down, and he'd fix the car. And that was what most people did, I think, or a lot of people did.
We're not there anymore.
We're not there anymore. Yeah, pulling over can be taking your life in your hands right now. So so at any rate, I just want to share that point. We're just seeing, you know, and I think everybody in the repair business right now is seeing, it's typical. With this time of year, we see a big influx of vehicles that, you know, haven't had the maintenance they should have over the last 6 months or a year, and now things are breaking down.
So, you know, come in and have it checked, or go take it to your professional repair provider.
Absolutely.
And have them do just a quick inspection. Give them a call. See what that rundown is.
Yeah,
just,
I mean,
get it all checked out.
Absolutely. Everybody does, at least all the shops that we know, they do some form of an inspection in
a
vehicle.
Ours is complimentary.
You
come in, get your oil changed. We're doing that complimentary. We give you all the results. You can keep that, take it with you. We can send pictures of your belts and hoses. You have that. It's all digital. And that way you know what to expect for next time.
By the way, this is the time of year that battery sales, battery replacements are actually higher than they are in the winter. And the reason for it is that high temperatures generate high electrical system resistance, especially in vehicles that have worn components, bad connections, and again, under-maintained vehicles. So if your battery's more than 3 years old, have it checked. by your service provider who can
check
the rest of the system. That means have the electrical system tested, have the output of the battery tested, its cranking capacity, not just its voltage, not just looked at it. If it's got dirty terminals, have the terminals serviced on it, assuming the battery is okay, and have it checked to see if there's any leakage of acid coming out of the battery. Those are some of the common things that happen to batteries as they age, and it goes on undetected many times until that moment the vehicle just won't start. So temperature gets a lot of things, and yeah. you've got to keep that in mind.
Well, and it's best to have the checkup rather than wait until the car is sick.
That's right. Nobody likes to wait. So, you know, I was just talking about coolants and long life coolants, but I want to also just mention something else. Something we're seeing and have seen now for several years on vehicles is called intelligent cooling systems. Intelligent cooling systems typically consist of a mechanical water pump and in many cases now an electric computer controlled water pump that actually distributes the engine coolant at a more precise flow rate and a more precise time based on the engine temperature.
Can I get one of those?
It's not for you.
Okay.
It's for the engine that's hauling you around. So that's what it's for. All right, you know, your Lexus has one on it. It's just a change, and it requires, again, a higher level of experience and expertise to diagnose perhaps an engine cooling system problem. The symptom a person may see, most people see, is their temperature gauge is either running higher or hotter than they normally notice it, if they ever pay attention to that, or worst case, they actually see the red light come on that says, we are a little too hot in this car. In the engine.
So are you saying my brother's cousin's uncle may not know how to fix that?
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, they might not be familiar with that. And that's something that's important.
But I can ask, right?
You can certainly ask. You can certainly ask and have some fun with that. So just wanted to mention it. Cooling systems, antifreeze, they have changed, folks. They've gotten a lot different. So, hey, we're live here in the studio. We'd love to hear from you. You know, we like talking to each other, but we'd really like to have you in the conversation with us. So call us right now at 457-1290. We do have lines open and waiting to talk to you. All right. Well, we are going to run to a break here and just about now. I guess our producer, Mr. Tyler, says we are going right now. Folks, stick with us. You're listening live to Auto Talk, Dave and Jan Murphy, Murphy's Auto Care, and we'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Come enjoy one last sizzling summer bash with bacon, bourbon, and barbecue at Miami Valley Gaming. Saturday, August 31st, kick off the long weekend with food trucks and live music. Plus, admission is free. Give summer a sizzling send-off with the Bacon, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival, August 31st at Miami Valley Gaming.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
For over 25 years, Ed's has been the Dayton region's full-service plumbing solution. From drain cleaning and sump pump maintenance to hot water heaters and bathroom fixture installations, Ed's has you covered, whether it's a planned renovation or an unforeseen emergency. Our plumbers are licensed for both residential and commercial plumbing and will work with you to find the most efficient and affordable options. No matter the job, you can count on Ed's in your time of need. Ed's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric. One call does it all.
Big Boy is getting ready to fire up the flavor with summer barbecue favorites. For a limited time, you can enjoy our zesty pulled pork barbecue sandwich made with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and zesty onion rings. Or hit the trail with our zesty Western Primetime Burger, backed by popular demand. And if it all gets too hot, cool down with a refreshing strawberry lemonade. Fire up the flavor with barbecue favorites, only at Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
WHIO is Dayton. And watching all of this from the sky, let's go back to Mark Bowern and the WHIO Air Scouts.
Thanks, Charlie. Not much change since we talked to you last, just a few minutes ago. The fire appears to be burning a little more severe now.
Those call letters are something else. Those are heritage call letters.
When people think of radio, they think of WHIO.
When I was in school growing up in this community, I mean, everybody listened to WHIO and everybody watched WHIO TV.
This has been WHIO as long as I've known it. And I think that because of that, along with the commitment the radio station has made to news, I still teach. And I point to the fact that a lot of stations, most stations, news went out the door years ago. This is a station that takes news seriously.
1290 WHIO.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves
and helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A few showers or storms possible, mainly in the northern sections of the Miami Valley. We're in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm in the lower 70s. Then tomorrow, the heat builds. We're in the lower 90s, but the heat index in the upper 90s with sunshine. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones on Dayton's Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We're here live in the studio taking your calls today. You can call us at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. We'd love to hear from you. And we are talking about everything automotive, all kinds of stuff going on today. It's a busy Saturday. Oh, we love doing the show. We're here every Saturday, so we appreciate your calls.
Yes, we do. Speaking of that, we're going to one right now. Welcome to the show, Ben. Is that correct? Hello, Ben. All right. We will see. Hello, Ben, you there? All right, Ben, stick with us. Our producer will get you hooked back up, and we'll be right back with you, okay? Just hang on there, okay? All right, well, we'll get it figured out. You know what? We were just talking about some things, certainly heat and so forth, and one of the things I want to talk about is ignition coils real briefly. A lot of folks don't know what an ignition coil is. Maybe if you do, you remember it from the old days. It looks kind of like a can. The spark plug wire used to come out of the top and go to a distributor cap. Well, that's all changed on your modern vehicle. But what you need to understand is what causes them to die. Sometimes they can be replaced unnecessarily, but folks, many, many times they actually do fail. And modern vehicles have an ignition coil typically now on every spark plug. So it's actually the location of where they're placed now in the engine is what causes them to die, because it exposes them to so much heat and vibration. And so it's not uncommon. If you take your vehicle in, maybe you've had a check engine light come on and it happens to be on because there's an engine misfire. It may be a result of a coil that's failing, but folks, coils usually are victims. They do not just die on their own. One of the biggest causes is not changing spark plugs in your car when you should, because as the spark plug wears, the gap gets wider that the coil has to try and jump in order to ionize the fuel charge. And when that happens, the coil gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then it starts to break down.
So when should you change your spark plugs, and how would you know?
You should follow the manufacturer's suggestion, and they're different from vehicle to vehicle. But typically, most vehicles today recommend between 60 and 100,000 miles of service, because the spark plugs now have been coated for quite a while with platinum, palladium, and very basically precious metals on the tips, which they last much, much longer.
So what I'm asking is, many consumers are not technicians, and they're not going to have that top of mind.
Sure.
How should the consumers know when to do that?
They should be being advised by their service provider based on mileage, which means you take your vehicle to the same place consistently so that they can build the history on your vehicle and take that journey with you and advise you properly what's in the best interest for the vehicle to keep it safe and dependable.
Just like going to the same doctor instead of hopping around.
Or the same hairdresser.
Hopping around can be a little loose with the information, or
it's inconsistent.
Not all of the information. So that's good advice.
Inconsistency causes unfortunately things to break down. So so at any rate, I just want to share that with people. It was actually we see it every week, and I had read an interesting article about it, and I thought it was worth sharing. So
wonderful.
I appreciate that. So
gotcha.
All right, we're going to go back here and try Ben again real quick. All right, Ben, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to Auto Talk. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I've got an Ought 15 Chrysler with a Hemi in it.
Okay.
And I'm lucky enough to have a couple of really highly qualified and experienced mechanics.
Awesome.
One of them tells me to get that regular oil out of there and run nothing but synthetic. And the other one, after reading the code that said, I can't remember the exact wordage, unacceptable oil.
Okay.
At that time, it had the synthetic in it, and it read unacceptable oil, and he felt that there was no reason to run regular or synthetic oil in it, just get a good grade of oil. What's your opinion?
Well, if I heard you correctly, you have a 2015 vehicle, correct?
Yes.
So we're only talking a few-year-old vehicle, and it's also got the Hemi engine in it, and it's Chrysler product. So I'm always going to refer to the manufacturer's specification, and it's going to be right under the hood on that car for that vehicle, or on the oil stick, and certainly in the owner's manual. Have you checked there to see what it says?
Well, I did check the manual, and it didn't say anything about synthetic oil.
Well, if any vehicle doesn't specify synthetic, then it's probably not necessary. My experience is that you're not going to damage anything by using a synthetic oil product. And I would actually have to go back and research that, Ben, and I'd be happy to do that. I would be very surprised that there is any type of sensor on board that's going to be able to discern whether it's got synthetic or not in it. As long as it's, synthetic oil and standard typical oil, if they're the same viscosity, they still feel the same. And to me, they do anyways. Now, whether an engine can determine that or sensors, I don't know.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very good question. Very good question. But I'm happy to look into that. Will you do me a favor? Will you send me an email to that effect? Because I'd like to research it and come back on the show and talk about it.
Well, I'll have to say that the ones that recommended synthetic oil had experiences with engine failure in that Hemi, and they blamed it on the oil.
Well, that's still a little hard to believe, but it's possible. I got to do the research. I got to run to a break, Ben, and thanks for a great question. Be right back, folks.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, Portland, Oregon, bracing for demonstrations from both right and left wing groups today.
Few showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones. My forecast, it's coming up.
Now, WHIO triple team traffic. We've got a red alert situation. This is for an earlier crash on I-70 westbound. This is over near Route 503, Ohio 503, and we just this second saw the delay time drop from about 45 minutes down to 19, so things are getting cleared up there. But if you need to get around this, you're going to need to use the surface streets, maybe get off on Arlington Road. If you're coming westbound, take 40 over to 503, and that should get you around this accident this hour. Our top story, Portland, Oregon, bracing for trouble as both right and left wing groups are expected to hold rallies there today. Now, since no group has applied for a permit to demonstrate, Cops say they really have no idea what to expect.
All 1,000 police officers here in the city of Portland are going to be on duty today. But even then, police say here that's not enough. They've called for backup, and that backup is coming. More than a dozen law enforcement agencies from around the state, including even the FBI, will be here on scene out of an abundance of caution.
Jonathan Vigliotti with team coverage. You may see a shower or two this weekend, but the upcoming work week is going to be hot.
Another heat wave is upon us for the second half of the weekend and into the middle part of next week, with highs in the lower 90s and a heat index in the upper 90s.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones is back in moments with his exclusive WHIO forecast. Well, if you're looking for a way to help the victims of the Oregon District shooting and you also happen to need your car washed, you're in luck. Flying Ace Express Car Wash is hosting a fundraiser today to benefit the Dayton Foundation's Oregon District Tragedy Fund. All six Dayton area locations are donating $5 from every wash today until 6 p.m. There are three wash options available, with the most expensive being $15. For a complete list of Flying Ace locations, check out our website, whio.com. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones.
Look for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A few showers or storms possible, mainly in the northern sections of the Miami Valley. We're in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm in the lower 70s. Then tomorrow, the heat builds. We're in the lower 90s, with the heat index in the upper 90s with sunshine. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones on Dayton's Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar showing scattered showers in Dark County, Clark County, Greene County, and some in Montgomery County this hour as well. It's 75 degrees in Troy, 79 in Springfield, and 77 degrees in Dayton. At 12:33, with news on the hour, the half, and instantly when it breaks, I'm Dave Daniels. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Depend on it.
North Dayton, North Dayton, North Dayton.
Hi, folks, it's me again, and I'm cooking in the sun just like you are. But you know, you can still plant those trees and shrubs right now, and with proper watering, still gain a full summer's growth. We keep our garden center fully stocked all summer long with thousands of good, healthy trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, and annuals, because we know that some folks just can't get it all done in the spring. Also, this time of year, there are lots of bargains all over our six-acre nursery and greenhouses. We have potted rose bushes as low as $14.95, plats of annuals starting at $12.95, and hanging baskets as low as $6.95. We still have a great selection of Rose of Sharon, Boxwoods, Hydrangeas, and Barberry. So come out to 1309 Brent Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk every Saturday at noon. You know, so many things in life are limited, like speed limits, time limits, and weight limits. Free yourself of limits at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. Now, buy 5 months and get the 6 month free on all Ultimate and Works plans. At Mike's, there's never a limit on clean. Mike's Car Wash opens 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to David Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. We love doing the show every Saturday, and we were on the line with Ben with his 2015 Chrysler.
Yes, we were.
And I know you had some possible information.
Well, I do. I just thought that through, and I was like, you know, all of a sudden it dawned on me, and I should plan. It's probably not whether it's a synthetic oil or not. And I did just actually do a little research real quick. It's about a viscosity. It's a viscosity issue. My guess would be maybe the oil that was in this particular engine is the wrong viscosity, or worse yet, it has broken down. Not knowing the mileage, not knowing how long the interval has been between the oil change. Those are all factors that impact that. But since he mentioned that there was a code retrieved from the vehicle, my guess would be it was probably a variable valve timing code, which the variable valve timing actuators are dependent upon the correct viscosity of oil in an engine that uses that. So when it doesn't see enough oil pressure to properly open or move the variable valve timing actuators, then it sets a code. It's usually happens because it's low on oil. It's usually what happens, okay? Because most people overrun their oil changes and go too far. The oil breaks down. It's low. It can't build enough pressure. And then the variable valve timing controllers don't move, which sets a code for an engine misfire, more or less, is what you get.
So what about his comment about taking it to his service provider recommended not doing this and not using synthetic?
Oh, maybe I misunderstood. I thought he had said that he had a couple of good mechanics. One of them recommends using synthetic in it, and the other one says no. Because the other one pulled the code and said don't use synthetic. My guess here is it's the synthetic product should be fine. I actually just researched the Chrysler website for it. And they don't specify synthetic or not, but they do discuss that if you're using synthetic products, be certain it's the proper viscosity. And I would go further to say make sure it's at the correct fill mark. We see this frequently. Vehicles come in and they're low on oil because, like I just mentioned, they've gone too far on their oil change. So when they're low, you have low oil pressure potential also. So it could be any one of those, and I'm not sure. I think Ben brought up a great question, a great point. I think synthetic products are fine. You know, I don't have an issue with it. We use actually all the oil that we change, the vast majority of it is either a synthetic blend or a full synthetic, and we use it every day in and out on vehicles, all of our customers' vehicles. And, of course, we test it with our oil lab after it's, you know, when it comes back as well, because we want to see if it's causing any issues, and it's not. But it's key that it's the correct viscosity. All, you know, engines vary in the viscosity of oil that they require. So,
well, good information.
I really appreciate his question, and I appreciate it when I got to stop and think about something too, mm-hmm. like that. So, at any rate, thank you, Ben. We just want to say thanks for that. So, I think really quick, we probably ought to say thanks to our sponsors, don't you?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, great. I want to say thanks, of course, to BG Oil Products, BG products in general that we use each and every day in our business, and many other professional service providers around the Miami Valley do. You want to make sure that if you're having your vehicle serviced regularly, you're asking for BG products, that they're in your car for a couple reasons. Number one is they're the highest quality. Number two is they give you a tremendous additional warranty on the components that they are protecting. So keep that in mind. If you're going to keep your vehicle and hopefully you're that kind of folks or you are that person that keeps it a long, long time, keep it maintained, keep the fluids changed at the proper intervals, and ask your service provider about what those intervals should be based on their experience with that vehicle.
Yeah, we strongly believe in BG Automotive Products. Also, KOI Auto Parts.
Yep.
They have several locations in town, and they're quality auto parts. We only put quality parts on our customers' cars. It enables us to have our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. We want to give you the best longevity on your parts. That's why we use KOI Auto Parts as well.
Absolutely. We certainly do. And hopefully your service provider is using high-quality parts to ensure your family's safety, security, and dependability with your car as well. So, and we certainly want to say thank you to the Goodwill Auto Auction. And I want to talk a little bit about it too, because the Goodwill Gem project, which we're a big part of, which we're proud to be a big part of, we've restored a Honda Pilot, an 03 right now. It's a beautiful car. It's all black. It's got about 120,000 miles on it, but it has had, you know, timing belt, water pump, all the hoses, all the belts, all the things we just talked about earlier in the show today has all been replaced. It's ready to roll. Brand new tires, new brakes, rotors, calipers, some other things were done to it. All the fluids, of course, sponsored by BG, were done. So this vehicle is going to be at the Goodwill Auto Auction next Saturday. Is at least scheduled for that. And if you want to look at the vehicle, you can just go online to the Goodwill Auto Auction. It's actually goodwilldaytonauto.com, and you can see this vehicle there. It is one of many that they will have for sale next Saturday. And it's most of all, it was a vehicle that was donated certainly by someone here in the Miami Valley, and it is going to help a lot of people. And that's what really helps.
So if you're not able to go to the auction or you're not in a position to buy a car right now, please consider donating a car. If you're replacing your car or you know someone who is going to eliminate a car from their fleet, something like that, Goodwill Dayton Auto is the place to go. You can call 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886 anytime. They'll handle everything for you. They make it seamless. They'll pick your donation up. They'll get it off to the auction, and everything goes at the auction, which then all the proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley to help people here locally. That's what I love so much about it. There's so many
over 40 programs at the Goodwill Easter Seals
right here. They do so much for our community, and your donation helps that.
It absolutely does. By the way, did you mention that they can donate not just cars, but trucks, ATVs, motorhomes, boats, campers, really anything that the rolls like that can be donated to them.
So if you've got something that you'd like off of your property or off of, if you're trying to help someone else get organized, please consider a donation today to the Goodwill Auto Auction and Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley.
So thank you to those sponsors for bringing Auto Talk to our listeners each and every Saturday. All right, we're going to go here to the calls again. I'm going to talk to Steve. Steve, how you doing out there?
Not too bad.
Good. Thanks for being patient and waiting. How can we help you, sir?
I got a 2007 Chevy Traverse.
Okay.
And I took it to the auto place and had them run a computer check on it. And I got right bank and left bank, or bank one or bank two, say that timing chain needs to be taken out. Now, I used to do this for a living, and it's not with the new vehicles.
Yeah.
I'm from Michigan.
Okay.
In fact,
I won't hold that against you. That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I called Warren, and is it a hard job to just
tell me which engine is it? Is it 3.4? Is that what's in it?
Pardon me?
Which engine is in it? What do you have in it?
The 6-cylinder.
Yeah. Okay. So that engine is known to have that type of failure. There's probably if you got both of those banks giving that code, then most likely what's happened is the tensioners have worn, and lets the chain potentially actually jump a tooth. That may or may not have happened. Mm-hmm. It is a very involved timing chain replacement. It's not like the old stuff we saw back in the day on the old Chevrolets and Fords and Chryslers and stuff with the old nylon gears. It's a very involved timing gear. I'll just tell you that. So if I would recommend taking it to someone who has the experience with it. And even if you have the experience with it, it's still probably I'd say 6 to 8 hour process. There are some specialized tools, the kit for the gears, the tensioners, all of those components. And then of course, going back and, clearing everything, making sure the computer, is happy after you've finished it and test driven it. It takes some time. It can be in a fairly pricey service, but I mean, if you don't, if you like the vehicle and the rest of it's in good shape, it's well worth it.
How many miles are on the car?
95,000.
Oh, you got low mileage on that. That's, have you had it since it was new?
No.
Okay.
No, it was driven by somebody who really didn't maintain it.
Yeah, you're unfortunately spot on that, and that is a key to it.
Well, I got Mitchell on demand, and everything else seems to be copacetic on the vehicle. But,
good.
The engine just doesn't look right to me.
Well, that's unfortunate, but it is a very common failure. And I guess the good news here is that you're familiar enough with it to realize you probably don't want to do it, but also that I think you can help keep somebody in check when they're working on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you're going to get hornswaggled over it getting it done. But prepare yourself, my friend. It is an expensive repair just because of the time. And as being in the business, labor costs and parts.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
What about a complete engine transfer?
Just replacing the engine?
If it's that bad.
Well,
just take one engine out and put another engine in?
I would say you're spot on. I would recommend that as long as you're going to go to something like a Jasper product, because Jasper, that's who we install completely, has changed and upgraded the components so the problem doesn't reoccur. So you can look at it that way. You don't have a lot of miles on that engine, though. You know what I'm saying? You really don't. And I think if the rest of it is in good shape, based on what you're telling me, and I would trust you certainly, that I would probably go down the road and have the timing components changed and go on my way. I mean, you're probably talking $1,500, $1,700 to get this done.
Cost of the repair outweighs the cost of a new engine. Oh,
yeah, I mean, an engine, and we've done a couple of these engines from Jasper, and you're still going to be looking at $5,000, $6,000 for an engine replacement, parts and labor and everything. Do you get more? Certainly. But you don't have a 190,000-mile engine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got a 95,000-mile engine. That would be my recommendation. I don't know if you have any access to a borescope or camera. We have that.
I got that at the community college.
Okay, well, then you can look in the engine. You can look around and see what's going on at a few things. Maybe make you feel a little better. But it's just got worn tensioners or guides in it, and that's what's causing the problem. The chain's getting loose, and you know it's got too much slack, or it's actually jumped a tooth.
Well, basically, whoever had it before didn't bother to change the
oil.
Your other caller was about the oil.
Yep.
If you don't change the oil, things happen.
And I'm going to keep going here because I agree with you completely. But to their defense, my guess is that vehicle coming out of 2007 probably didn't set the engine oil change light based on its algorithm for maybe as much as 8,000 to 10,000 miles.
Right.
And that's way too long. Of course, now you're seeing these manufacturers back that down now, and they're coming back into range, which was more reasonable. You know, you're using synthetic products, oils, and so forth. But you're exactly right, Steve. That's what caused that problem.
So, yeah. You don't maintain it, you lose it.
Yeah. You just start spending a lot of money at the wrong time. So,
right.
My friend, good luck with that.
Well, thank you for the info.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, we're in Beaver Creek. If you want some help with it, give us a call.
Ohio.
Also at Goodwill,
yes.
Anybody needs any kind of medical things, they'll take it in downtown.
Absolutely.
Thanks for bringing that up.
In Dayton, Dave and I were able to visit their whole
campus,
and they have a room full of equipment that people can use, people in need
can
use.
Alone.
It's a wonderful program.
Oh, it is.
Thank you very much for mentioning that.
Thanks,
because
Steve.
That is just key to helping people.
Just one more way Goodwill reaches out and helps the community.
Well, especially with this tornado that went through. A lot of people need help.
They do. They've lost everything, and it's a shame, but we'll get back on track with these great organizations. And thank you for your call today. Appreciate it.
That's good work.
Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Bye now. All right. That was an amazing call.
Well, it was. I think it was so informational and just another example of, it sounds like he's experiencing, you know, he bought a low mileage car. It's not that old.
Right.
He wasn't the original owner, but this is what happens when the original owner doesn't perform the maintenance.
Or isn't at least consulted to at least help them understand.
Correct. Like, I'm going to run this thing as long as I can
before
I get the oil changed, because the book says I can go this long, and people are really wanting to beat that clock, meaning take it to the limit, because somehow they feel they win because they don't have to spend the money.
Right.
And then
and
it rears its ugly head after the fact. We'll be right back. We're going to go to a quick break. Thanks for joining Auto Talk.
See you in a minute.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Stock market instability, volatility, and losing money is a big concern. But it doesn't have to be. With a structured retirement plan, you can protect your money and forward your financial progress toward retirement. You don't have to risk your future riding the stock market roller coaster. Call the Miami Valley's retirement resource and author of Income Allocation, David Gaylor, at Tradewinds Financial Group. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. And tune in Saturdays at 3 for your game plan for retirement.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Since 1979, Brookhaven Retirement
retirement community has provided a safe and enjoyable lifestyle for seniors. Please join us in celebrating 40 years of serving the Brookville and surrounding areas at our community celebration on Sunday, August 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. at One Country Lane in Brookville. Everyone is welcome to enjoy music, food, and fun for all ages. Brookhaven Retirement Community. Expect to be impressed.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
This is News Director Brittany Otto. We are proud to partner with the Dayton Foundation to help the victims of the tragic shooting and their families. All of the money goes to the Oregon District Tragedy Fund. Will you consider donating? Go to WHIO.com/Dayton Fund.
I can do this.
We believe in you.
Each day brings hope.
Every day, millions of people celebrate their recovery from addiction and mental illness while others begin their journey. Be a part of it. Share your strength, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together, we are stronger. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Across the Miami Valley, school buses are back on the roads, and your morning has gone from busy to very busy. As you get your kids ready for school in the morning, listen to WHIO Radio at home from your smart speaker as we help you prepare your family for the day and for your morning drive to work. Then, once you're in the car, listen on 1290 on the AM dial or 95.7 on the FM dial for local traffic reports.
This is Sergeant Mark Bowron with live reports from the road, Triple Team traffic every 6 minutes.
And weather updates every 6 minutes or sooner on your ride into work.
Hi, I'm WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. Fall in Ohio brings the...
You can also take us with you wherever you go, listening in the WHIO app. Triple Team traffic and Storm Center 7 updates can be found right here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Depend on it.
Look for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A few showers or storms possible, mainly in the northern sections of the Miami Valley. We're in the mid-80s tonight. Partly cloudy, warm in the lower 70s. Then tomorrow, the heat builds. We're in the lower 90s, but the heat index in the upper 90s with sunshine. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Dante Jones on Dayton's Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. Thanks for sticking in with us. We've been having some great calls today. We were talking about a possible... six-cylinder engine on a 2007 Chevy Traverse. Dave said, you know, that's, you know, they're known for some failures, but one of the things we do at Murphy's Auto Care is a pre-purchase inspection. So before you buy that used car that someone else may not have maintained, then get it in to your service provider for a used pre-purchase inspection. They go over a lot of different things and many times can tell you the condition of the car when you get it.
Before, hopefully before you make the purchase, and that's
right.
The thing.
So, we use digital photos, we take pictures, we have all the information for you. We can even do an engine oil analysis.
As well as transmission.
Yeah.
And we can see into the past and hopefully help you predict a little bit better the future for that vehicle. So, yeah, so be sure to do that pre-purchase inspection. We're going to go real quick back to the lines. We've got Richard, who's been very patient. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hey, I'm decent.
Good. What's up, my friend?
You mentioned, I guess, a few weeks ago about that most people don't really do normal service in the way of driving, and that most people do something that's probably closer to severe service driving, that they should really cut the intervals in half.
I did mention, you are correct, that typically we find most folks in this area of the country should follow the severe service recommendations.
Now, my car, the 2017 Ford Escape S, it recommends 5,000-mile intervals pretty much, so I guess that means I should really cut it in half pretty much.
Oh, I don't know that I don't recall that I recommended cutting it in half. I just remember that follow and look at that. And if you're using, if you're also going to the same place to have your service performed, perhaps you have a relationship built with someone, discuss that with them and see what their experience is. We find that the average life of most of the oils we see being used is about 4,000 miles, maybe 5,000, before we start to see the additive packages break down. So,
and those oils we've tested show that.
Right. If you look at, and it's a great question, Bram Pritcher, because many vehicles under normal service for oil change or for other fluid changes, let's just talk about oil because that's what you're asking about, are going to be north of 5,000, sometimes closer to 7,000 to 10,000 miles. So I would recommend that gets cut in half. And the other reason we recommend that is that the vehicle needs to be seen a little more often for just being looked over other than just having an oil change. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you how many times we see vehicles come in and they've got a nail and two tires. You know, they've got other things going on. Their filters are filthy. The wiper blades are torn. And the oil hasn't been changed for a year on it because the car didn't turn the light on yet. So,
yeah, or it's got 7,000 miles since the last oil change.
Right. And you know, it's just in best interest. But I don't think you need to cut that in half to 2,500. Sounds like you're pretty, you know, you're very cognizant and aware of what's going on. But, you know, follow the oil change reminder on it. And you decide if you actually drive under severe conditions. That's what I would recommend. You certainly can look at that. So, hey, I appreciate that call and bringing us back to that, Richard. We got to run here, but thanks for hanging in here and talking to us. You have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty, great.
Wow,
I can't believe it. We are gone here. I got to say thanks to our producer today, Mr. Tyler. Thanks very much, sir. Thanks to our listeners.
And we'll see you next Saturday at 12 o'clock. Thanks for joining us today, and you guys have a great weekend out there.
And be safe. Thank you.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering, and your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Now, we are seeing these storms moving a little bit towards the eastern portion of the Miami Valley.
We are the only station with the Miami Valley's only live Doppler radar. That means we know minutes before any other station when a tornado or severe storm is approaching your neighborhood. Technology is great, but add that to our live team of meteorologists and you have the most accurate forecast designed to keep your family safe. Get Storm Center 7 updates around the clock here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.